Parshas Bari deserves that we discuss the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bari, or the Chinuch of Adam Nifalki Fupulaito. But the truth is, we actually have mentioned them both in the past. And the truth is that the Altar of Kelm says that all the Yisoidus in Avodas Hashem could be learned out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Korban Pesach, everything, the whole process of from the Shechitas HaPesach, from the Makreis, from till Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, one can learn out all the Yisoidus in Avodas Hashem. And there's some people, the Chaskol, he spent his whole life really trying to connect to Yitzias Mitzrayim, to Liris Asatz Mekulu Yotzim Mitzrayim, and all the more than became out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I wanted to focus on one aspect of, it says by the Korban Pesach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, all the halachas Korban Pesach, al teich lemenu no, vashu b'shu b'alayim, kud tziyesh, lesis yom anar boiker, וכוח תריך לאויסאים מסניכם חגורים נלכם ברגליכם ומעקלכם בידכם ואכלתם יצא בחיפוזן בעזכו להשם. You should be totally ready to go. You should be, your running shoes are on. You got everything ready and you're אכלתם יצא בחיפוזן בעזכו להשם. Says Rashi, what does it mean כוח תריך לאויסאי? בעזכו להשם. הקורבן הוא קורי פסח. The carbon is called, why is it called carbon Pesach? Why is it called Pesach? Al Shem Adiluk Vapsicho. So now what HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped and skipped over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medalig vati Yisrael mibein vati Mitzrayim v'koyfitz mi mitzri li mitzri v'Yisrael em tzoy nimlat. Says Rashi that Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim, a Yid was surrounded by Goyim, and he would skip over the Yidin in from inside the middle, in between the Goyim, he would skip over. He was medalig u'poiseach from Mitzri to kill them, and he saved the Yid in between. V'atem atu kol evadoitov l'shem shamayim derech dilug v'kvitzo zeich l'shmoy shekori Pesach. So too you should do all the avoidance of Korban Pesach derech dilug v'kvitzo l'shem shamayim derech dilug v'kvitzo. You should do all the avoidance of Korban Pesach derech dilug v'kvitzo zeich l'shmoy shekori Pesach. The carbon should be eaten in an oifen of chipazin, in an oifen of kvitza, dilug. Just the same way that a Kaddish Baruch Hu was medalik mekapi. So the mashmoit is that you're supposed to be kofitz when you're doing your mitzvahs. Jump. Derech dilug kvitza. Question is practically, what does that mean? What does it mean that a person should be medalik or mekapi? You should jump. You should do it quickly. We know generally that we're not supposed to be kofitz in our avodas Hashem. It's some people learn mamish the hard way. When they jump too much, you bite off too much than you could chew. Tefasa mubalei tefasa. That's the Goyin in Mishlei who says, "Avelas Adam tesalef darkei v'al Hashem yizaf liboy." Says the Goyin, "Avelas Adam, the foolishness of a person tesalef darkei will cause his way to be come crooked." Says v'al Hashem yizaf liboy, and then who does he get angry with? He gets angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what does it mean? Says the Goyin, sometimes a person, when he's climbing up the ladder of Avodas Hashem, he skips rungs. He jumps too fast. He says, and what happens when a person jumps too many rungs at once? He falls in between the rungs. He falls down and he gets hurt. And it could be that he even ends up lower than he was when he started. He was on the third rung. He jumped to the fifth rung, fell in between, and ended up on the floor. He says, and what is he getting angry at? V'al Hashem yizaf liboy. And he screams at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come he didn't help me advance in Avodas Hashem? Says the Goyin, had he realized that it was his own foolishness, he wouldn't blame on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a person can't jump too fast in Avodas Hashem. That's generally the issue that a person has with his Kabbalahs. The person that makes Kabbalahs on the Kabbalahs that don't last are very often because of this. The person is taking off, biting off more than they could chew, and therefore doesn't last. And then what happens is that a person backfires, that a person ends up on the floor. Because look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I tried to advance, I tried and it didn't work. So you're not helping me, I can't do it, I have no siyata shema, I don't have the yichurlis, that's it. So I end up even worse off than beforehand. What a person would appreciate it, he would advance at a proper pace that in Echonami he won't be knocked down, he won't be pushed back. So he's supposed to do derech dilug v'kvitzo or not derech dilug v'kvitzo? He's supposed to jump in your bed or not? So Volba says, this is really asu avei dosov. It's something which is shaykh to Pesach. Pesach, the avodah of Pesach, is derech dilui l'kfitza. The same that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, it's a zman which is mesugul to jump in your avodah Hashem. And Emily says, on Leila Seder, a person can really jump madrigas in a way that he cannot the entire year. In Emuno, in his Yitzhiyah from the Yitzhah Hara, which is Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, is really Mesamo, Pare, which is the Yitzhah Hara, Ukedema. A person has Yichel Zmamish to jump and it's a Zman Mesugul, as we know from the Ramchal, that the Zmanim, that the Segulois and the Uris of the Yomim that happened, the Nisim and Niflois that happened in the past, are all Chayzer every single year at that time. Mimela by Pesach, the Zman is Mesugul for Emuna, for Yitzhiyah from the Yitzhah Hara, Yitzhiyah from Mitzrayim. Mimela, a person has Yichel to jump out in a way that he doesn't have the entire year. That's one possibility of the difference. It's miyuchad to Leila Seder, or the rest of the year. The rest of the year, you don't jump. But I heard today from somebody that Reb Tzadik, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says that this Rashi is really a Pesach. It's a Mafteach and a Mavoi Pesach to Avodas Hashem. So the entranceway, it's the key to all Avodas Hashem. And that is that a person, when he's jumping, with this, maybe you can understand the difference between when you should jump, when you shouldn't jump. So the person sometimes is surrounded by his Yisra. Mamash, like Rashi says, he has a Mitzri on one side, a Mitzri on the other side. And then, how do you break out of here? How do you get out of it? That's Derech Dilui B'Kvitzo. A person has to jump out. A person has to take that initial jump and break free. And that is that a person sometimes thinks he's surrounded by his Yisra. What does that mean? That he's drowning in his Yisra. Surrounded by Zitzra, in other words, he's in a rut of whatever the rut is, laziness and he can't get out for chakras, whatever it is, kas and he can't stop screaming, taivas and he can't get out of whatever it is. Every person in the issue that they're having, a person thinks sometimes, I've tried so many times, I tried getting out from here, whichever way I turn, I have the Yitzhara. Whichever way, I tried this and it didn't work, I tried that and it didn't work. Just the night that I thought that I'm going to go to sleep early and I'm going to be able to get up for shachas, that night is I got a phone call from someone from America and it was up for till 2 in the morning and it didn't work. I tried this, I'm making a chavrusa, my chavrusa didn't come. Tried this, and each thing that I tried, there's a brick wall, I can't get out of it. There's no... Says Rashi, I'll be... Chazal, no, derech dilui b'kvitza. Sometimes you just have to take the jump. You see that you're around, you have to take a jump, you try different ways. Jump a different way. Ask somebody what's the way to get out. Not to give up, because a person has the ability to jump out from in between the Yetzirah. In a Chanami, when you're advancing in Avodas Hashem, standard advancing in Avodas Hashem, that's slowly but surely. In a Chanami, a person shouldn't jump. That's Yivela Saldim Yisalaf Darkei. The person will end up very often flat under the face. However, that initial breaking out, that sometimes the person has to jump. Dainu, that Be'etzem, we know Kolas Kashis. I once heard Rabasher asking a boy that just came into Yeshiva Ketana. He said to him, is it hard? He's just going now from Cheder to Yeshiva Ketana. He just got in. Was it maybe he took his Benazmanim? I forgot when it was exactly. He said, how was it? Was hard? So the boy's a little embarrassed. He's going to tell him it's hard. So he says, Rabasher, what used to say? Kolas Kolas Kashis. Every Kolas Kashis. If it's not hard, that means you didn't have Aschol yet. That means it wasn't Aschol. So, yeah, it'll be hard. But what does Rashi say? Shemoya Tishmun. Rashi says that if you listen to me and you go for it, he says, Im tikablu aleichem, says Rashi, a person is makabal on himself, then Yerav Lechem. L'vasayif, it'll be Yerav Lechem. It'll be Gishmak for you. However, Kol Aschol is Kashis. It's because Kol Aschol is Kashis. You're right, it's hard to make that jump. It's hard to make that, to break out. It's hard to get that initial freeing oneself from the bondage of Yetzer Hara. Sometimes it's not even that he didn't try. He just doesn't think they can get out of it. He thinks it's too hard for him. On that he's saying that no, derech dilui b'kvitza, a person has the ability to. There's no this is the Pesach of Avodas Hashem. Pesach of Avodas Hashem, that's where a person's real avoda is the things that he knows that he should do, but he feels that they're too hard to work on. Kavana in tefilo. We're working now. We saw so many simanim, benigiyat, the kavanah and tefillah, in siman tzadi gimel, in siman tzadi ches, in siman kuf aleph. All the kavanahs a person is supposed to have. He's supposed to be poishit nishmas chami al gufcha and all the different things. He's supposed to be poishit pirush hamilim. I mean, of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. These are things that could be that are makiv in tefillah. Derech tachanunim. What is supposed to do? I'm supposed to do this every day, three times a day. I'm supposed to do this. Like it's not. I'm saying, how many times have I damaged my nesim in my life? I'm 25, 35, 45. How? at least three times a day, say Birchas Avos, maybe sometimes four, sometimes even five. And if I messed up, it's six. But who knows how many times that a person daven, and it's a Ganesh. Person doesn't feel that he has the ability to. This is the yisod of Chazal, that there is none. Now, how to do it and how to jump. The first thing is to jump out is vayimorin, like it says by Yusuf. It's to say no. I'm not giving in. How am I going to do it? I'll do it step by step. But to break out of that mindset, that's really the first yisod, is to break out of the mindset. There's no... I forgot who it was that said, I heard it actually this week, maybe it's Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, I can't remember who says that in our Golis we're going to get to the Shaar Mem. It says by Yitzias Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yitzias Mitzrayim because the tomb was so great there, and Klai saw when they were there, they mamash were Nofal Memtes Shari Tuma. It says if they would have stayed there a little bit longer, they would have been Nofal Nun Shari Tuma, that was it, that would have been the end of them. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take them out early. So that's only, it was a Mitzrayim. But we're going to hit the Nun Shari Tumo, the Yodea Ribbonim Miskavnim, not even Yodea Ribbonim, is a person is a totally makish, any Zik of Ruchnius, that there's nothing that's, we're going to hit that in Aragalis, and then we're going to get out of it. You can't get out from the Shari, Nun Shari Tumo. So that's only because in Mitzrayim they're before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, you get out of Nun Shari Tumah as well. You have the keys to do it. You have the way to get out of it. Mamela, that's really the way. The Torah is Lav Dafke. Limud HaTorah, certainly it's Limud HaTorah. That's the in Kiruv files. I think Rav Dov Kaplan writes. He says that the best Kiruv tool they found out of all of Kiruv, he says no way to explain it, is a Daf Gemara Bava Kama. This is whatever it is, Daf Gemara. He says that's the way to get out. That's the biggest Kiruv tool. How it works? It's Ma'or Sheba Machzir Lemutov. But that's a Torah, Bechlalusoy, Befrat, Lomim HaTorah, but the Avedas Hashem is, it has the Yichelus to get a person out of any situation. And people that have hit rock bottom, have been able to get out of it. It's not, but it's not even that. It's sometimes that we feel that, sometimes we maybe don't give ourselves a chance. We try this, we try that, and that's it. We resign ourselves that's it. That's it. I can't do it. This is the way that I'm going to be, and that's the way that it's going to be, and that's it. I'll cruise control from here on. That's the derech dilug v'kvitza has to be, that a person has to jump and a person has to break out of that mindset that I can't do it. And once you do a derech dilug v'kvitza, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you to achieve all that you want to achieve. And specifically, to have in mind now, we have a lot to do with Mirtz Hashem v'chazor for 2 months. Beis Hashem Yisbarach, for those that will be joining us for the chazor. It's a lot of simonim. And it's a lot of simonim that are very, very yisaidistic. Very yisaidistic means that these halachas come up every single solitary day. I just spoke to somebody last night. He was asking me questions when I get to Shini Mokrim. Basic questions in Shini Mokrim that when you take your coffee from the car to the washroom closet. These are things that come up every single solitary day. Just to know the basic halachas that you shouldn't do. He ended up telling me what he did. This person told me, I made a bracha here and I made a bracha here. And I took water and I made a bracha in the second place. Then I went outside, I realized I left something in my car, I came back. So he made more problems in himself than less problems. He took water. First of all, can you use water to potter up as a suffix? As Mishnah Berurah, you can't. If you just cases, you have to know that you shouldn't do too much. You shouldn't do too little. You shouldn't get stuck. These are halachas that come up every day. Something to be mashkiya in. It's not to give up before you start. Jump into it. Beis Hashem will see tremendous yad d'shma.